Lord, we're so grateful for your presence right now. Lord, we just thank you. I was sitting over there, and the Lord was reminding me of something that in the early 70s, the Lord spoke to Bob Jones and said that he was removing the glory from the church because during the 60s, the great healing revival that took place in America, a lot of the men that were involved in that took the glory for themselves. And so the Lord removed the glory, and he said, I'm going to restore it at a time when the people are ready to receive it, and they're not going to use it for their own kingdom, but they'll use it for mine. And I was sitting over there, and the Lord reminded me of that and a vision that Bob Jones had, that this would be the year the glory returned. And I feel like the Lord was saying, the glory is returning to his people. The glory is returning to his people. So we're going to see the glory of the Lord, the manifest presence, the cloud. I've seen visions of myself just enveloped in the cloud that no one could see me, but they could only hear a voice coming out of the cloud. He wants to hide us in his presence. He wants to hide us in his presence. This morning, the Lord was saying, he said, I'm gathering the eagles together today, and the dove is going to manifest in their midst. So, Lord, I thank you for this gathering of eagles. I thank you that I am in the presence of eagles, and eagles are known for their incredible sight. And I felt the Lord say that seer realm is opening over your lives. Whoa. Whoa, the seer realm is opening over your lives. It's time. We have to be able to see what God is doing. Jesus said he only did what he saw the Father do. He only said what he heard the Father say. And the thing is, if we can't see what the Father's doing, we can't do what he is doing. If we can't hear what the Father's saying, we can't say what he's saying. There's been a veil. God's removed the veil, but there has been a residue, if you would, but God's removing the residue of the veil. You are going to see in this season like you've never seen before. You're going to hear in this season like you've never heard before. God is fine-tuning your hearing. He's causing the blinders to come out. God, I declare and decree that seer realm to be open over the lives of each one here, to be open over this region. Lord, I thank you. I'm in the presence of eagles this day, and the dove is going to manifest, and I thank you. You're restoring your glory, and we say, yes, Lord, here are we, and Lord, we will not touch your glory. Will not touch your glory. We will not take it for ourselves. We will not use it to promote ourselves. We will not use it to promote our own kingdom. You are looking for men and women to bring your glory and rest your glory, that resting place of the glory, the resting place of the glory. Lord, we say, here are we, Lord. Here is a people that will not touch your glory. So, Lord, I thank you for that resting, that resting, Lord, the resting, the dove is resting, the dove is looking for a resting place. If you remember the story of Noah, when the waters covered the earth, and he sent out a dove, and the dove kept coming back because she could not find a resting place. But the day came when the dove did not return because she found a resting place. Lord, I thank you. This is a people of your resting, that the dove has found a resting place in the company of the glory, in the company of the glory. So, Lord, we just thank you right now. This glory company, the dove has found a resting place. So, Lord, we just activate the realm of the spirit right now. We thank you for the angels that are present. We acknowledge the angelic host. We acknowledge the angelic presence that's in this place, and we welcome you, angels of God. We welcome you. We say, come. minister to us, walk amongst us. You are welcome. Lord, we welcome the cloud of witnesses. We say, cloud of witnesses, come. You are welcome in this place. You are welcome in this place. There is a resting in this place right now. So Lord, we just receive it. We receive it. We receive that resting. We receive that glory. We receive the restoration in return of the glory to our lives. The Lord is saying, expect incredible things in the days to come. Expect incredible things. The days of just getting by, the days of just the same old, same old. God says the days of normalcy are over. Expect the supernatural to begin to whoosh, show up in your midst. Everywhere you go, you are a carrier. The dove is resting upon your life. The dove is resting. The glory is resting. You are carriers of the glory. When we were singing earlier about being seated in Christ who was on the throne, we are in him and he is in us. That same glory, he is the King of glory. It is inside of us, and the Lord is releasing the glory through our lives in this season as the King of glory is just over us, as the King of glory is inside of us and we are one with him. There is a release of that glory. There's a release of the glory that God is bringing forth, and he's just been looking for a company of people. He's been looking for individuals who would say, Lord, we will carry the glory. We will carry it. We will not touch it. We will not use it for our own promotion. We'll not use it for our own kingdom, but we will use it to establish and build your kingdom. So you're a company of eagles. See, expect to see. The Lord's opening up that revelatory prophetic realm, especially the realm of dreams and visions. The realms of dreams and visions. Lord, I just release that realm of dreams and visions to this company of eagles. To this company of eagles, Lord. Eagles are known for their sight. I heard somebody say that an eagle can be a half a mile up, or is it a mile, and they can see a snake. And this is a season we're going to start seeing the snakes. We're going to start seeing these things that the enemy has sent to rob, steal, and kill and bring destruction, not just in our lives, but in the lives of others. We're going to be eagles for others. Yes, we're going to pick up on this thing for ourselves, but we're going to start seeing the snakes, that the serpent, the destruction going in other people's lives. And our eagle eyes are going to keep that up. There's going to be a greater realm of discernment. You're going to be praying with people and you're just going to know, I know exactly what this is. I know. I see the door, the entryway of the enemy. I see it. I see it. I know exactly what is going on. So the Lord is just increasing that anointing. He's increasing that glory, that prophetic revelatory realm. And as with any word, we receive it by faith. So if you're in agreement and this resonates with you and you believe God's saying, I found a people to rest upon, I found a people to restore my glory to on this glory company, if you receive it and believe it, just put your hand up by faith right now and we say, Father, by faith. We receive the word of the Lord. We receive the eagle eye. We receive the ability to see what our Father's doing, to hear what our Father's saying. We receive that glory that you're restoring to the earth. You've been looking for a resting place. Lord, we believe that this is a company that you will rest upon. And we thank you for that, Lord. We believe you for that. Lord, we thank you that the dove doesn't have to go out and keep going back and forth because she has found a resting place. I declare and decree the glory company here in Horsham will be a resting place of the glory of the Lord. And this, the reputation of this company will be ones where signs, wonders, healings, and miracles will be commonplace, will be the norm. It won't be just special events. It will be something you will walk and live in 24/7, 365, that abiding, because the dove has found a resting place and she is not leaving. She is finding a resting place. She's going to roost. She's going to have her children. She's going to stay. She's going to stay because there has been place made for the glory in this place. So Lord, we just thank you for that right now. Lord, we just release it. Hallelujah. And the Lord is saying, there are some of you, you have been going through some very, very hardships. There's been a lot of resistance. There is a breaking in the spirit this day. You're going to find the very things that have been resisting you broken through, broken through. There's been financial resistance against your life. And God is going to send financial breakthrough. Some of you need jobs. God's going to open up the doors for jobs. Some of you need better jobs. Some of you need promotions. The Lord is saying, spiritually, you have positioned yourself. Therefore, even in the natural, not only are you going to experience in this season a spiritual promotion, but the Lord says many of you will experience, excuse me, can you hand me my water, please? Hallelujah. But many of you are going to experience a promotion in the natural, in your jobs. Favor, favor, the favor of the Lord. When the dove comes, she brings favor. When the dove comes, and we know that the dove represents the Holy Spirit, and the Bible refers to God in the male gender. So I'm not trying to preach a new doctrine here. In the book of Noah. In the book of Genesis, in that story, it referred to the dove as she. So let me make the spiritual correction here. As the Holy Spirit comes and is going to find a resting place, he will give you favor. He will bring favor to your life. There is an unprecedented favor God is bringing. He is bringing favor. He's bringing promotion, not just spiritually, but naturally. He's bringing promotion financially. There's favor that you're going to have. There's some of you, there's been breaches in your family with some of your relatives because they think you're really out there and they think you're totally whacked out. But the Lord is going to bring favor, and this is a season God's healing breaches in families. And that is not just in natural families, but it's also in spiritual families. Some of you have lost relationships with brothers and sisters in Christ because they thought that you have joined some cult or that you've gone off in some weird thing. But in the days to come, they're going to see the fruit of the Spirit of God. They're going to taste your fruit. They're going to squeeze your fruit. They're going to see that it's the real deal. And God is going to heal breaches in amongst his brothers, amongst his kids, amongst the brothers and sisters of Christ. There is a restoration. This is also a season the Lord's saying that he is going to supernaturally connect you with people that are going to be associated with your destiny. And this morning when we were worshiping, I saw scrolls being released. God says, this is a season you're going to see your scroll. You're going to know what's on your scroll. You're going to know what your destiny is. You're not going to be floundering around. You're not going to be flapping around like a chicken in a chicken coop. Like, where do I go? Where do I go? God says, because you are eagles, you are going to soar in this season, and that he's releasing the scroll of your destinies. You're going to know your place. He's going to connect you supernaturally with people. You're going to know where you need to go. You're going to know where you need to be. God is divinely positioning people, and I just feel the encouragement of the Lord. Don't be afraid of the change. Don't be afraid to move. Don't be afraid to change jobs. Don't be afraid to join yourselves in new relationships. Don't be afraid to cut off old relationships. The Lord is just showing me some of you are in have been attached to people that have kept you earthbound, and they have discouraged you, and they have discouraged your faith, and they've discouraged your gifts. God is stirring the anointing of heaven in your life in this season, where the enemy has tried to steal it through religious leaders, people you've been under, family members, teachers when you were in school. Over the years, the enemy has worked to steal your anointing, to put insecurity on you, to make you see yourself not in the way God wants you. But this is a season the Lord is going to show you some of those relationships are going to be severed and cut. And when they are, you are going to soar like never before. These relationships are holding you down. They're anchoring you to the earth. And God's releasing you in this season and saying, as an eagle, you are called to soar in the heavenlies. You are called to soar in the realms of the Spirit, the realms of God. You are not called to be earthbound. You are not called to be natural people. You are called to be supernatural people. So the Lord's just releasing that supernatural anointing over you. Faith, faith, faith to receive, faith to believe, faith to know that if you can see it, you can be it. Faith to know if you can see it, you can have it. He's releasing faith. Faith, faith in Jesus' name. Faith to know what you are called to do. God's removing the mystery of your destiny. He's removing the mystery of your destiny. It's not going to be a mystery. The Lord's revealing it. He needs you to know what you're called to do so you can go do it. You can't do something you know that you don't know you're called. So I saw an unfurling of the scrolls of your destiny, and they were put in your hand. And I see you opening the scrolls in this season. God is going to bring revelation and understanding of your destiny and purpose. And you're not going to be floundering around anymore. I keep seeing visions of chickens in this chicken coop running around trying to figure out, well, am I to be here? Am I to be there? Some of you have made some mistakes because you've been trying to test and see, well, do I belong here? And some of you went places you thought that you would be received, but you were not. And it brought damage. It brought a wound to your soul. So God's healing those wounds. He's healing those wounds that came from others judging you and others misunderstanding you. You are a peculiar people. We may be more peculiar than most people. But you know what? I would rather be joyful and a drinker. I'd rather be filled with the glory. I'd rather walk in the cloud and the presence and be living that supernatural life and having the dove resting in that glory on my life than to be natural and stuck to the earth and stuck to hardship and adversity and just left there. You are a peculiar people. And you know what? You're going to get more peculiar. Hallelujah. God's just showing me, he's just, as the glory comes in greater and greater measure, you're going to get more and more peculiar, because we are aliens. We are aliens. Peter said, we are aliens. We are strangers. We don't belong here. So we shouldn't be fitting in with every group. We shouldn't be fitting in with everybody. We are aliens. Hey, if a green alien peered in here today, he wouldn't look like we did, and he would be different, and we would stare at him because he's different. Well, the Bible calls us aliens, strangers, foreigners in this world. It's okay to be different. It's okay to be misunderstood, because at the end of the day, it's what God thinks of us that matters. So the Lord's just releasing such a freedom over you. Those religious restraints that have been upon you, where you've wanted to go for it, but you've been afraid, God is disconnecting you from the earth. He's disconnecting you where some of you have been stuck, earthbound. He's releasing, he's cutting the ties. I see you like a giant balloon, and the ties are being cut, and you're now able to soar. God's saying, this is a season you're going to soar with the eagles, because you are an eagle. An eagle soar high, and they fly above the storm, and they catch the wind, and they just soar, and they just ride with the wind. God's going to cause us to catch the wind of His Spirit in this season, and we are going to soar with Him. It's going to be the ease. My mentor, Ruth Heflin, always said, the glory brings forth ease. It's not going to be by you flapping your wings. It's not going to be by you working something up. It's going to be by you catching the wind of the Spirit and the ease of God, and you're going to soar with Him. You're going to ride the heavens with Him, and there'll be such an ease. This is not going to be you working something up. You'll be at the shops. God's going to speak something to you. You're just going to float over to the person and release the word. He's going to say, I'm going to heal that one. You're just going to eat in the ease of God. It's not going to be you trying to make something happen. It's just you coming alongside with what the Father has already done, already purposed, and you just get to be a part. So I'm just watching you now. I'm seeing many of you where there's been ties and things that have tied you to the earth. The Lord is severing those ties, and you are soaring in this season. God says that this is a defining moment for many of you. It's a defining moment. Don't expect, oh, well, we've had these days before. It's the same old, same old. No, God is doing something new. He's doing something different. Believe it. Believe it. Believe it. There's something here, and it's going to increase by tonight. I'm just expecting we all might be raptured out of this place. Hallelujah. But we're going to welcome the joy. We're welcoming the presence. We're welcoming the hovering of the dove. We're welcoming the hovering of God. This morning I saw the dove of the Lord, and we were under His wings. So Lord, we just thank You. We give You full permission to do what You want to do. We are here because You have brought us to this place. We are gathered together in Your name. We don't want things to be the same. We don't want to be the same. We want to leave here tonight changed. So I thank You. You're going to minister to us. You're going to pour out Your glory. You're going to reveal Yourself. I thank You, Lord, for angelic visitations and encounters throughout the day. I thank You for Your glory cloud. I thank You, Lord, that You're just going to bring confirmation of this word about the glory. We're going to feel it. We're going to see it. We're going to know it. Lord, we're going to perceive that we tonight, when we leave this place, that something is shifted. We've shifted into a new place in the Spirit. We're in a new place. Listen, you're going to leave here in a new place. This was by divine appointment. So believe it, believe it, believe it. And there's faith, there's faith. Some of you need healing in your bodies. Hey, there is a realm here of the glory. And I was sitting over there, and the Lord said, Christina, in the glory realm, nothing is impossible. As the realm of the glory is here in this place, and you have pain, and you have things in your body you've been believing God for, I believe Trish even spoke into that word, the Lord is saying, believe Him. This is the time for your miracle. This is the time. There is a realm in this place of the glory, and in the glory realm, nothing is impossible. So, Lord, we just thank You that You're opening up that realm. You're looking for a resting place, and You said this was a company that Your glory would rest upon. So, Lord, we believe You for unusual manifestations of the glory. We give You permission to come however You want to come. If You want to come with the wind, if You want to come with the fire, however You want to come, if You want to come with the cloud, if You want to rain on us, Lord, however You want want to do, if you want to saturate us and cover us with gold dust, God, we say so be it. Yes and amen. We agree with heaven. This is your day. We come into alignment and agreement with our Father's plan for today, because we don't want to be the same. God, we lay down man's agenda. We don't want anything that's not ordained by you. We give you full permission over this place today. We yield ourselves unto you, and we say, Papa, have your way. Let the eternal plans and purposes of God come forth, and the Lord is going to so impart to us his eternal plan and purpose for us individually as well as corporately. There is a divine destiny for the Glory Company. It is ordained of God. It is ordained of God. And what I felt, over you, Matt and Pearl, it was this. Matt, I really saw, the Lord kept speaking to me this morning about you saying, a man with no guile, a man with no guile. God is going to promote you and Pearl. He's going to cause unusual manifestations to be attached to your ministry and lives, because you are a man with no guile. You have no agenda. You are hungry for him. You're not ashamed of him. You're not embarrassed by the manifestations that you've allowed God to be God. And he said, well done. And you've been misunderstood. You've gotten the left foot of fellowship, as it were, from some people and some groups. But the Lord says, you handled it well. You handled it well. You blessed them. Even though they misunderstood you, you were able to bless them. Even when we were talking the other night, there was nothing. You didn't put them down. You didn't speak against them. The Lord is so pleased with your response. And he's been testing you. You've been tested in this season, but I feel the Lord saying, well done. You've passed the test. Now ready to receive. And the Lord said, part of your reward will be, he's enlarging your sphere of influence. He is going to give you this region. It's going to go way beyond just Horsham. You're going to go down. I see like an octopus, and I see your tentacles. I see you as an octopus, and your tentacles are going down to London. They're going down in the north, the south, the east, and the west. The tentacles are very long. Your reach, your influence will be very long. It's going to be beyond this region. It's going to go all over Britain. It's just going to go all over. And I see a center here, but I see you just this octopus, and you've got tentacles, and they're reaching out all over the place. God is just going to so visit and saturate you in this season, Matt. You and Pearl, but what God's getting ready to do with you is just going to be very unusual. The Lord says you're going to be so much more comfortable in heaven than you are down here. You want to talk about a displaced person? Oh my goodness. You're going to feel like, hey, I'm displaced. The Lord says you're going to just walk into such, whoa, such a greater level. There's more. And I see you, and he's just expanding you. He's declaring and decreeing Isaiah 54. He's enlarging the tent of your habitation. He's pulling out the tent stakes. He's pulling out the tent stakes. He's bringing that enlargement to you. He's bringing that enlargement to you. And you're going to see what he's going to do. You're going to see what he's going to do. And you're going to say, oh, Lord, did you really do that through little old me? Did you really do that through little old me? How can this be? How can this be? I'm not a famous one. I'm not one of the glory boys. I'm not one of those in America that everybody talks about. Oh Lord, how can this be? But the Lord says, I've had you in training, my son. I've had you in training, my son. And I've been preparing you, and I've been molding you. You've been the clay on my potter's wheel. You've been the clay on my potter's wheel. And I've been forming you, and I've been preparing you. It's such a time as this season, for such a time time is this season for you and Pearl. And oh, you're going to see your influence go out. You're going to see your influence go out. And people are going to start calling you. And you're going to say, how did you know about me? I didn't even know you knew about me. But the Lord says, because it's your season of promotion, the season of promotion, it comes from the Lord. It comes from the Lord. You see, man goes out and tries to promote themselves. Oh, they'll go to the east and to the west. But the Lord says promotion comes from the Lord. This promotion is from the Lord. It's not because you've tried to make something happen. It's not because you forced it. But you have waited on me. And you will see, you will see. The financial breakthrough you have need of. The financial breakthrough you have need of. Because you will build. You will build. You will build for me. There is something appointed for you. And I will cause you to build it for me. I will cause you to build it for me. It's an apostolic center. It's an apostolic center. It's a place of refuge for me. For those who have been disassociated with religion. For those who had no place to go. They're going to know there's a refuge in that place. I'm calling you to build something great in this season. And I will bring in the finances. And I will bring in the gifts and the anointing. And I will draw the people to you. I will draw them in this season. And they will say, we have come to serve. We have come to serve the man and woman of God. We have come to serve because the Lord told us something incredible. Something big is about to happen in this region. And it's connected with you. And we want to be connected with you. I see people moving to this region. I see people moving to this region. The Lord is sovereignly bringing people to this region to be connected to you for this season. So Lord, I just thank you. I thank you, Father, for everything needed, for the enlargement. Oh, the tent is big, Matt. He's stretching. The tent is big, Matt. It's bigger than you know. Bigger than you know. Bigger than you know. Bigger than you realize. And your strongest weapon is your humility. God loves your humility. That has been your strongest weapon against the enemy. You've been tested and tried in that area. And the Lord says, son, you passed the test. You didn't let yourself get full of you. Things happened in the past and you got some accolades, but you didn't let it go to your head. And the Lord says, you've passed the test. Humility has been your greatest weapon. And it will be your weapon for the future. Because you're not going to think it's all about me. It's all about Matt. You're going to recognize you are just one that the Lord has come upon and has decided to promote and reveal and manifest his glory from. So look for the increase. So look for the increase. Oh, yes, the increase in the natural. But I'm talking now about increase in the spirit. The increase in the spirit, that sphere of influence, that sphere of influence, all that increase in the anointing, the increase in the anointing and the glory upon your life and the glory that's on your life. And you've got your pearl beside you. You've got your pearl beside you. It's Matt and Pearl. They are one. They are one. They are one. They are one. It's Matt and Pearl. You are a team, a strong team, a strong team, a strong team, a strong front, a strong front, a strong front. And the enemy knows you're a strong front. You're a strong front. You're a strong front. And he's letting, and the Lord is letting people know, those that would come in to bring division and separation, that you and Pearl are one and you are a strong front. You are a strong front. You are a strong front. Thank you for that, Father. So Lord, we just pray the increase. We pray the anointing, the financial increase, the spiritual increase, the anointing, the glory, every increase that Man and Pearl needs and those associated with this company of glory. Lord, we call it forth and I thank you. You're going to bring them in from the north, the south, the east, and the west. Those appointed to join themselves and link themselves with this vision and with this ministry. But Lord, I also thank you. You're going to bless those that have been here holding up the hands of Man and Pearl. Oh, you're going to bless. You're going to bless. Listen, the Lord is going to bless the Aarons and hers. The Aarons and hers of this ministry where you've just been available and you've just helped and done what you could. This is a season of the blessing and the promotion of the Aarons and the hers. Those who had no agenda, they just wanted to bless the man and woman of God. They saw the vision on the man and woman of God and they just wanted to come and lift up their hands, and the Lord says there is a promotion for the Aaron and hers of this company who have laid down your lives, who have inconvenienced yourselves, who have given of your time, your gifts, your talents, your finances, whatever's been needed. The Lord says promotion, 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 promotion. God, this is the season the Lord is saying. He's rewarding those things that have been done in secret. He's rewarding them openly. You're going to have incredible things begin to happen in the days ahead. You're going to have favor with people, financial blessing, increase, promotions, and you're just going to go, whoa, where is all this coming from? And the Lord says, I've opened the books. I've recorded your faithfulness. Remember the story in Esther where the king couldn't sleep and Mordecai had saved his life, and he said, hey, I didn't reward Mordecai. What can I do for Mordecai? I feel the Lord is looking at the books of some of your lives and he's saying, wow, they've been faithful. Wow, they've done things that nobody's seen them. They didn't do it to be seen. They did it because they loved me. They did it because they're out of obedience. And the Lord says, because you have done that with your whole heart and you have willingly and cheerfully done what you needed to do to see the kingdom of heaven advance in this region and in this season, the Lord says that there is promotion. There is promotion for you. He's got the books open. So, Lord, I just speak and release that in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. The books are open and you're rewarding your people. You're rewarding the people. You're rewarding the people. The Lord's saying this is a season of the reward of the Lord. Expect it. Expect it. And the Lord says, don't look at the economy. Your reward comes from the eternal realm. God has provision beyond anything we could ever know. And the Lord is saying, hey, the money's not left the planet. It's never left the planet. It's changed hands. But what the planet doesn't know is it's about to change hands again. Hallelujah. It's about to change hands again. The wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. And the Lord says, this is the season of transfer. This is the season of transference. Don't be surprised. Expect it. Expect it. Expect it. God's given witty ideas and invention. I was just with someone and the Lord gave him a dream how to invent this thing and he's in the process right now. And if this thing takes off, it's going to mean millions and millions of pounds. I'm telling you, we're in that season. God is saying in this realm, the impossible becomes possible. He's opening up in the revelatory realm of God. There is great creativity. There's great creativity. For those of you that are creative, ask him for increase. Ask him for increase because in that revelatory glory realm, oh, there is great creativity. I just see clouds of the glory just enveloping you as you're sleeping on your beds and God's revealing his plans and purposes. He's showing you his secrets. He's giving you creative ideas, inventions. He's going to show you how to do things at work in a better way, a more efficient way. And not only are you going to do it in a more efficient way, but your supervisors and your bosses are going to see it. It's a season God is just activating creativity over his people. There's going to be great creativity. I just feel like this whirlwind. I've been seeing in the spirit for the past month or two, just the whirlwind. And when I just released that word, I just felt the whirlwind of God inside of you, stirring that vortex, stirring the creativity, stirring that anointing, stirring things up. This is a season, God says, those things that have been dormant, God is stirring things up in you. He's stirring up the anointing. He's stirring up the gifts. He's stirring up the dream of God. He's stirring up the vision of heaven for your life. He's stirring up your destiny in this season. For many of you that's not known where you're to go or what you're to do, the Lord is saying in this season, it's going to become so clear to you. He's stirring up things. Things that have gone dormant in you. Gifts and anointing. Some of you are saying, wow, I used to operate in healing. I used to operate in this, and it's like gone dormant. God's stirring it up in this season. You're going to start operating. There's been a prophetic gifting in some of you, and it's just kind of gone to sleep. God's stirring it up this day. Lord, I stir up that prophetic anointing that's over this company. That prophetic anointing. God's saying, company of prophets. Prophets, company of prophets, company of prophets. So Lord, I just stir up that prophetic anointing that has gone dormant or gone to sleep in their lives. I stir it up now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. God just wants your expectation just to be enlarged. He has so much more for you than you even realize. And the Lord is just saying, don't look at people and say, why them? God's saying, look at yourself and say, why not me? Why not me? You are heirs with him and joint heirs with Christ. Why not you? Why not you raising the dead? Why not you praying for the sick and them recovering? Why not you laying hands on people and cancers falling off? Why not you releasing people into their destinies? Why not you walking up to strangers and reading their mail, as it were, and them saying, truly, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place. What must I do to be saved? God is saying, he wants you to start saying, why not me? This attitude in the body of Christ that it's only for the special ones, that is not God. Religion has told us that, so we've all felt disqualified. You are qualified through Christ. You are called. Those who believe, you'll do the stuff. You'll do the stuff. So God's just activating the stuff in you today. He's activating the healing. He's activating the prophetic revelatory realm. He's activating you into something greater and something new. Oh, don't settle for second best. You were never called for second best. God has the best for you. Why not you? Hey, when you hear miracles and things that people talk about, I heard a story recently where a woman, they were in a service, and all of a sudden, the man of God said, how many of you can believe for gold teeth? And they all raised their hands, and he said, how many of you can believe for rubies on top of those gold teeth? They raised their hand. How many of you can believe for diamonds on those gold teeth? And they raised their hands. So he released the word, and a woman in that congregation, she chomped down really hard in her enthusiasm, and she said to her husband, oh, no. I broke my tooth. I just chomped down too hard. And he said, well, spit it out. She spit out what she thought was her tooth, and it was a 2-carat ruby. And they said, she has spit it out of her teeth, has come over 45 jewels. Out of her teeth. See, God's doing things in unusual ways. But we would hear that and say, well, she must be spiritual. But God wants us to say, why not me? Why not me spitting out jewels out of my teeth? See, these people are not special. They're no more special than you are. But the enemy has made us all believe a lie that we've got to work something up, that we've got to pray more and fast more and get more clean and more holy. You know what? That is a lie. You are qualified through Christ. The good news is the work is finished. It's the finished work of the cross. You're already qualified to receive the supernatural. You're already qualified to go to heaven. You're already qualified to walk in the realms of the Spirit. You're already qualified to be prophetic. You're already qualified for prophetic encounters and experiences. You're already qualified to pop gold and silver and diamonds out of your teeth. You're already qualified. God is breaking off this religious mindset of we need to be pre-qualified. You are pre-qualified through Christ. Anything that needs done, He's already done it. Hallelujah. He wants us to lose this mentality of looking at ourselves. Let's look at Him. The Bible says, consider Him. Consider Him. Consider Him. It never says, consider you. Consider your sin. Consider your failures. Consider your mistakes. It says, consider Him who is seated at the right hand of the Father. Consider Him who died and made the way for us into the Holy of Holies. Consider Him who rent the veil so we have access to the Holy of Holies. Consider Him who gave us access, free access to the Father. That is the only one we are to consider. It never says, consider us, consider me, consider you. Never says that. So the Lord wants us to consider Him and what He's done, because it is about Him. And I'm in a company of those that consider Him. And the Lord says the deception and this feeling disqualified and not holy enough and they're better than me, God's breaking this off of your lives. He's breaking that mindset off of you right now. Father, in Jesus' name, I say this demonic mindset where people feel unqualified, where they feel disqualified, God says, don't let the enemy bring up your past. Some of you have felt disqualified because of mistakes or choices you made 5, 10, 15, 20 plus years ago. God says, no, it's under the blood. He doesn't even remember those things anymore. And the Lord is breaking and disqualifying. He's breaking that disqualification off of your mindset. And the Lord says, when the enemy tries to bring up your past, don't let him do it. You just need to say, it's under the blood. It's gone. I don't even know who you're talking about, devil. God's breaking that off of you. And the Lord is saying, He's restoring your true identity in Christ. Your identity in Christ is being restored to you this day. Whoa, whoa, ha ha, woo! We're gonna start seeing ourselves through His eyes. We're gonna start seeing ourselves through His grace and mercy towards us. We're not going to see ourselves through the filter of our past and past mistakes and old identities where people said, this is who you are. You can never be more. You can never do more. God's breaking the limitations off of us. He's breaking them off. If you remember the story in Joshua chapter 5, before the children, they just crossed over the Jordan and they were resting before they went up against Jericho. And it says that the Lord took them to a place and they called it Gilgal. Because the Lord said, because the men 19 years and under that had been born had never been circumcised. And circumcision was the mark of God, the covenant of God with the nation of Israel. And so it says that they circumcised the men there. And the scripture goes on to say it was called Gilgal from that moment because the reproach of Egypt was rolled off of the people. That word Egypt, one of the words it means limitations. God cut away the limitations. People all your lives have tried to limit you, and God says the limitations are being cut away from you this day. They're being cut away from you. God's cutting away the limitations. You're not going to be limited anymore. You're not going to be limited by your past. You're not going to be limited by your circumstances. God's saying to me, there's a couple women here, and you love God and you're pursuing Him, but your husbands do not. And they're giving you a hard time, or you've been thinking, praying for somebody that was in that circumstance. And the Lord is saying, He's going to deal with those limitations. He's going to deal with those limitations. God's desire, husbands and wives, is that you are on the same page spiritually, pursuing the Lord together. So God says, women, get ready. And any man that have a wife that's not hungry for God and on the same page with you, the Lord says, get ready for change in your house. Get ready. You're not going to be limited by those things any longer. So, Lord, we just pray the blinders, the spiritual blinders and religious spirits that's been over these husbands and wives that have been persecuting and limiting the men and women in this place that have tried to move forward with you. Father, in Jesus' name, we ask for divine intervention. We thank you. You're going to deal with these spouses. You're going to visit these spouses. We call forth visitations of the Lord, prophetic dreams and visions. You're going to reveal yourself to these men and women, and Lord, there is going to be change in these homes, change where there's been discord, change where these husbands and wives have not walked in unison. I thank you, Father, there's going to be change, there's going to be healing and restoration. And the Lord is saying, humble. The Lord is going to humble some of these spouses, and they're going to come to you and say, I am sorry, I've been wrong. Lord, we release that over those who have lived in a home where there's not been unity and when there's not been agreement. We thank you for that, Father, right now. Oh, I just see the Lord just visiting your home, visiting that spouse. Lord, we call it forth quickly. We pray, send forth laborers across them. But God, we're asking for supernatural visitations, that you will show up in their dreams. You will send prophets to their lives in their workplaces that will speak the word of the Lord that will forever change them. We ask that these hearts that have been hardened would be softened and ready to receive the word of the Lord and the visitation of heaven. We call it forth, O God, that no longer will these homes be battlegrounds, homes of disharmony, but Lord, where these husbands and wives will walk together in perfect agreement with the plan and purpose of heaven. And Lord, for children, we call forth for prodigal sons and daughters. Lord, where the people here are really concerned over their children, Lord, we ask gathering angels that you would go forth into the earth, hunter angels. We ask that you go hunt these kids down, and we ask for visitation. We ask for, Lord, that there would be messengers, that there would be those that would come and speak into their lives. Lord, divine assignment, Lord, divine visitations. God, we call it forth in Jesus' name that these prodigals are coming home, that their parents are going to see them not just born again, but Lord, on fire, living their purposes, living out their purpose. We call it forth, oh God, the prodigals are coming home. God's healing homes in this season. He's healing homes in this season. Father, we just release that word now in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And there is a couple of you here, and you're single, and you're asking God for a spouse. And I feel the Lord saying, He is getting it ready. In January, when I was praying about this new year, the Lord said, Christina, there's going to be a lot of prophetic marriages in the days, weeks, and years to come, because God is bringing together men and women for kingdom purpose. I look at it, you know what's amazing? Matt and Pearl weren't even saved when God brought them together, and God did bring them together. Boy, they so flow and work so well together. And so even though they didn't know the Lord and stuff, God still brought them together. How much more for those of you now that are just asking the Lord and seeking Him, that He's going to bring together your spouse for kingdom purpose. Some of you have gone as far as you can single. And so the Lord's getting ready to bring your spouse that's going to release you into a whole new dimension of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, I call in those spouses. I call in the men and women of God assigned to marry the men and women in this place that are single, that have been asking you and you've been speaking to their hearts. Lord, I call forth those Boazes and Ruths in Jesus' name. For the men, I call forth Ruth, and for the women, I call forth Boaz. Boaz and Ruth, come forth. Boaz and Ruth, be released. I pray, God, that for divine intervention, I declare and decree Isaiah 34:16 over their lives. They shall not lack their mates in fulfillment, for the Lord has commanded, and thank you, Holy Spirit is going forth to bring them together. I thank you for that bringing together in this season. I give you praise, Lord. The Boaz and Ruth are coming. I pray you release them in the spirit, Lord, and you will bring them to these men and women of God that they can step into the fullness of their purpose, because many of them has gone as far as they can as individuals, and now it's time for that heavenly convergence, bringing together destinies and purpose to that will release a fullness for their lives. Hallelujah. Now, I just want to clarify something. That word is for those without a spouse. If you have a spouse, don't you be calling in your Ruth or Boaz. We already gave you a word. God's going to transform your spouse into a Ruth or a Boaz. Hallelujah. Just a little humor there. Hallelujah. But remember, don't you be calling in your Ruth and Boaz if you've already got a spouse. Woo, glory. Hallelujah. I hope this is okay. I just felt like just to come up and see what the Lord wanted to release. So I hope this is okay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you. You know, I was in a conference, the Voice of Apostles, a couple weeks ago, and Julie Meyer with IHOP was there. Many of you are already aware of this word, but she started releasing this word. I see the Lord dancing. He's dancing over Europe. Oh, he's dancing over Britain. It's going to start in Britain. It's going to start in Britain. He's dancing over Britain. He's dancing over Britain. It's going to start in Britain. It's going to start in Britain. It's going to be greater than Evan Roberts Saul. It's going to be greater than the Wesleys, John Wesley Saul. He's dancing over Britain, and it's going to catch in Britain. It's going to start in Britain, and it's going to go across to the nations. It's going to go across to the continent. It's going to go across to Europe. She said it would start in Britain. So, Lord, we come into agreement with that word right now. Lord, we thank you. It's going to start in Britain. And Lord, why not here? Why not in Horsham? Why not in Horsham? God, we ask that you ignite fires and flames out of Horsham, Lord. But Lord, we come into agreement with that word even for Horsham and this region, and the sphere of influence given to Matt and Pearl and the Glory Company. Lord, we call it in Jesus' name. Father, we just ask for a real revival anointing, a real awakening anointing to come upon this ministry, to come on the lives of these precious ones here. God, we call it in. We agree with heaven right now. We call in the agreement of heaven, and we say, so be it, Lord. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. Yes and amen. It starts in Britain. It starts in Britain. It's starting. It's starting. Lord, we call it forth. Even we bring this word down from the heavenlies here into Horsham. We bring it down this day into this company, into this company, into this Glory Company, into this group of revivalists, into these that are carrying fire. Lord, who are unashamed of the gospel, who are unashamed of the drunkenness, who are unashamed of your presence and your glory and the manifestations of heaven. Lord, we call it down right now. We say, yes, Lord, we'll have some of that. We'll have some of that. We'll have some of that. Hallelujah. So Lord, I thank you for the activation. Thank you for that activation, Lord. You're activating their spirits. Lord, I just speak activation, activation, activation. I just saw that whirlwind just hovering over your spirit. There's an activation going on right now. Lord, we just thank you. We call it. We call it forth. We call it into manifestation, the activation, the activation, the activation. Lord, activate their destinies. Activate their gifts, their anointings. Activate their lives, Lord. Activate them into fullness. Bring it, bring it, bring it, bring it, Lord. Activate the revelation. Activate the prophetic unction in this company. Activate this company of prophets. Activate them, Lord.
activate them. Activate and accelerate. Activate and accelerate. God's saying he's activating and accelerating. Activating and accelerating. You're going to see much, much, much. Quickly, quickly, quickly. Activation and acceleration. Activation and acceleration. We call in the acceleration. We call in the acceleration along with the activation. We call it in, Lord. We call it in. Activation and acceleration. God's going to accelerate things. He's going to accelerate things. You're going to see things, know things. You're going to grow into things quickly, quickly, quickly. Acceleration. There's an activation and acceleration. I release it. I release it. I release it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Woo. Whoa. Hey, there was some juice on that one. Woo-hoo. Hallelujah. So, Lord, we just thank you. We just thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you praise.
The script of eternity in your heart. And I want you a part of my increase. I want you a part of my plan. I want you a part of the life that I'm breathing into the hearts of men. I want you a part of my increase. I want you a part of my plan. I want you a part.